Hey, yo, yo, yo. You listen to the Half Right Podcast.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Fastest countdown ever. 4, 3, 2. Welcome to another edition of the Half Right Podcast. The gang is here. Everyone's here today. I'm not by myself. I am one third of the trio here.
Gang.
Lakia. And I am joined by Fonz and Max. How are you guys?
Great.
I'm so happy to have you guys back for a prediction episode. We've been more consistent with content and posting weekly episodes. Hope you guys have been listening. Thanks to those that are. And thanks for interacting with us on Twitter at @halfright_pod. So, Extreme Rules is this Saturday. And we have every single match being an Extreme Rules match. As in, there's an extreme situation, stipulation, I should say. There's two title matches. None of the guys' titles are on the line. We know Roman wasn't fighting at this pay-per-view. We know Roman was not fighting. But totally right now, there's six matches. I don't see them adding a seventh. So, that is that. In other news, WWE recently, literally today, they switched up the announcing team since Pat McAfee left. What did he go do? College Game Day? He's on a hiatus, a sabbatical?
Yes. Yeah, College Game Day on
So he's
Saturday
doing
morning.
College Game Day on Saturday morning. So he's on a sabbatical. So they went and switched up the announce team. So on SmackDown, Michael Cole is staying, but they took Wade Barrett from NXT. On Raw, Corey Graves is staying, but they took Kevin Patrick, who was usually backstage, and Byron Saxon was demoted to backstage. And then NXT, Vic Joseph is staying, and Booker T.
Booker T, five time.
Booker T is doing the announcing. And I'm honestly, okay, at first when Fonz told me, I was like, I had my reservations. But him being on NXT, I'll take that over him being on, you know, Raw or SmackDown. And I think that SmackDown with Wade Barrett and Michael Cole is going to be interesting. I have no idea how Raw is going to go. I have no idea. We'll have to wait and see for that one. And Kathy Kelly is back, so that's exciting. She's been gone since 2020. She's a favorite of Triple H, and as Fonz told me earlier, also Stephanie McMahon. So nice to have her back on the announce team, and we'll see how that goes for her. She is going to be on Raw. She's not going back to NXT. So let's go ahead and get into these predictions, shall we? So first,
I just want to say something real quick, if I may. WWE, y'all gonna stop playing with my man Byron Saxton, bro. Because a couple years ago, y'all took him off of the commentary team, and the commentary team was god awful with Jerry the King Lawler, that big T-bar dude who's now whatever his name is in the model shit. And Byron Saxton is valuable, and they'll come to find out how valuable he is. Stop playing with Byron, man.
I would have
that's
preferred.
That's all I'm about to say.
I would have preferred Byron to go to NXT over Booker T, and that's that.
I like the difference in how, SmackDown 2 hour show they had a 2-man booth, and Raw 3 hour show they had a 3-man booth, and Jimmy Smith confirmed that he's no longer with the company, which you know makes sense. He doesn't have his role anymore, but I think Jimmy was really good at his job, but. Like you told me on the phone earlier, you think Kevin Patrick, is that his name? I don't.
Yes.
Yeah, you think Kevin Patrick's going to be good. But, you know, there'll be another time for us to talk about these announced teams.
So let's go ahead and get into the non-title matches. First up, it's going to be a 6-man tag match with the Brawling Brutes versus Imperium. With the stipulation being a good old-fashioned Donnybrook match. And the last time they did one of those was when Sheamus was going against Drew McIntyre to see who would be the number one contender for the Universal Heavyweight, WWE, whatever the big old title is that Roman has. I'm not going to sit here and try to figure out the name because it's very, very long. So I would like to say that on the last pay-per-view, Fonz like blew everything out of the water. He beat us. If there was a bet, we would lose. So I feel Max over here is actually more in his feelings about not being right on pretty much anything. So who would like to go first with their prediction for the Brawling Brutes versus Imperium? Are we going to go with Sheamus's team or Gunther's team? Max?
Can I go last on this one? This is my first time seeing the cards. I got to concentrate this time.
Oh, you have to concentrate.
I took an L the other one, so I'm not trying to take another L. All
right. Who do you have, Fonz?
I'm going to go with the Brawling Brutes.
The Brawling Brutes. To get the win.
Ooh. And Sheamus and Walter at Clash at the Castle, that match was phenomenal. Like, shit was it was like a fight. Like, that's what you call, I think what they call that shit, like, stiff wrestling. Them motherfuckers fucking each other up. Excuse me. Anyway, I'm going to go with the Brawling Brutes. I think, you know, I don't think the Sheamus Walter thing is done.
Gunther.
So, I think it would, y'all know what I fucking meant, bro.
Don't get me wrong.
I like the Gunther name more, but I'm so used to seeing him as Walter. It's still hard for me to, you know, like Pete Dunne, Butch. Oh, like, I just don't get it. But I'm going to say Sheamus pins Kaizen to win the match. I don't think Walter takes the pin here. As I said at Clash at the Castle, that Bianca wasn't going to take the pin, and I was wrong. So I don't really care about the pins. Let's just go Brawling Brutes win. That's my prediction.
He said no. I'm not gonna bank on that. Okay. Ooh, this is hard. Based off what happened at Clash at the Castle, and because I could see, I think they're fighting again. I don't know if they're fighting this week or if the match is happening after Extreme Rules. I don't remember the timeline or if the match already happened. I'm gonna go with Brawling Brutes just because Sheamus lost at Clash at the Castle.
Ooh. I'm gonna be the Lone Ranger on this biatch right here. I'm going with Gunther just because they got their third guy, and then they got to show their superiorness, and I'm believing that Gunther and his team gonna get this W, so they gonna be them ones.
All right, next up we have Edge versus Finn Balor, with the stipulation being an I Quit match. I would like to go first. Because I have a theory.
I quit means, like, I'm done with WWE?
I'll explain. So, with an I Quit match, some people think I'm going to be done with WWE. We know that Edge is not a full-time superstar, right? Right. So, with him not being a full-time superstar, and he needs to take a break because you've been out here wrestling a lot this year. So, I think also because Judgment Day took the L, they took a kind of L because they picked up Dominic at Clash at the Castle. But because they took an L and Edge won with Mysterio at Clash at the Castle, Edge is going to say, I quit. But I think that someone is going to get involved that's going to force him to say, I quit. Like, I could see them, like, kidnapping Beth Phoenix or something. Like, slapping her and putting her in a compromising position where he's like, oh, I got to get to my wife. I'm going to say, I quit. So I'm going to go with Finn Balor. Judgment Day needs this win. Edge needs to go sit at home until the Royal Rumble when he comes out and he does his entrance like he's never done an entrance before, because he's always so happy to be there. If I'm happy to be there was a person, it's Edge. So I'm going to go with Finn Balor. But I do think that Edge is not going to say I quit willingly. It's going to have to be someone being involved. So I'm going to go with Finn Balor.
Fun.
I'm gonna go with Finn as well. And I wasn't gonna go with Finn until you just gave me that feel. Because what we've seen in WWE when it comes to I Quit matches, Max, which are basically they're gonna beat the hell out of each other until somebody says I quit. It's humiliating that you have to say I quit. That's the whole moral of the story. Anyway, I like that theory, Lakia. I could see something like that happening. It's not very often that you change my mind on picks, but I'm going to go with Finn in the Judgment Day for many of the same reasons that you did. The Judgment Day needs to win. With Triple H in charge, I've heard that Finn is very high on his priority list of, you know, superstars to push. And You know, Finn's a full-time performer. I hate when part-time workers come back and bury the talent that we see on TV every week. Edge can take a loss. Edge can move on to another program after this. You know, the Judgment Day can keep doing their thing with Ray, Dominic, all that. So I'm going to go with Finn beats Edge due to shenanigans. I like your theory. It'll have something to do with Bad for Family. Because a baby face like Edge at this point, he's not just going to willingly admit, I quit. Now, if he was a heel, I could see it, but I'll go with Edge. Either that or he fucking passes out.
All right, Max, who you got?
So I'm going with Finn Balor. It's
unanimous over here.
It's simple.
It's unanimous. All right. Also, I saw a theory on Twitter. Someone said, what if AJ Styles joined Judgment Day, took out Finn, and became the new leader, and then that's how they keep the group going, and that's how they keep the feud going?
We don't need no more of that shit. Because Edge got kicked out of Judgment Day too fast. We don't need no group switching or none of that, bro. I don't want to see none of that shit.
I just thought that was hilarious. I was like, could you imagine that's how they just keep the Judgment Day going? They just keep flipping people. And then all the old people that got kicked out come together. And then they eventually take out Judgment Day. I can see that happening.
They're going to call it the Rapture Day.
Judgment Day versus the Rapture. So next up, we have Drew McIntyre versus Karrion Kross in a strap match. Out of all the matches on this card, I'm not excited about this one.
What?
Not at all.
Those are two.
So who do you have? Go first then, Max.
Oh, man, that's a great one. I don't think Drew's going to win. Mm. I don't think so.
You're going with Karrion Kross.
Yeah, because right. It's like he's in Drew's head. And him being in someone's head, you have the upper advantage. And, you know, he's coming back now. So Triple H is probably going to push him. So I believe Kross is going to win.
Fonz, who you got?
I've been muting my mic over here to, you know, yeah. Anyway, on one of these questions, you guys are going to have to let me go last because I'm feeling left out that I haven't been allowed to go last. But I agree with Max on this one. Karrion Kross just came back. A strap match, I believe, you have to, you know, hit all four corners of the ring. So Drew can lose due to some scarlet interference, and Drew's not getting pinned, so he's not looking weak. But Karrion just came back, bro. You can't beat Karrion in this match and have him lose because Triple H has done such a good job of rebuilding him and reintroducing him compared to that disastrous run that he had when he got called up to the main roster by Vince McMahon.
Disaster.
That I'm gonna go with Karrion Kross. He needs to win. You know, Drew's been established. Drew's always gonna be Drew. He can take a loss. Karrion Kross cannot. And I'm excited to see what Karrion Kross can do. And unlike you, Lakey, I like strap matches, bro. I find them very interesting. I'm actually very excited for this strap match. So I'm with Max on this one. I'm going to go take Karrion Kross.
I'm going to also take Karrion Kross because we haven't seen him really do anything. And this is like his first big legit match as Karrion Kross, not as some like dominatrix BDSM shtick that Vince McMahon had him doing. But the only thing with Karrion Kross, and it kind of just threw me off, is like I know that he can fight. I know that Drew can fight. But it's like when they add that scarlet element and they want to add that supernatural vampire extra type shit, I'm just not here for it. But if they can have a clean strap match and it's like Charlotte's not out here throwing Star Wars things into the ring, then I'll be good. I'll be good. So we're also unanimous on that match. Next up, I'm really excited for this one. We have Seth Rollins versus Matt Riddle in a fight pit match with Daniel Cormier as the special guest referee. You can go first. And Fonz, you'll go last.
First thing, who the fuck is Daniel Cormier?
You don't know who DC is?
Bro, hold up. Timeout. Foul on the play, Max. I said I wasn't interrupting. But Daniel Cormier is one of the greatest mixed martial artists of all time. Double champion, UFC Hall of Famer. You better Google him, Max.
Yes, you need to. John Bones Jones, they had an epic feud. Actually,
and John Bones Jones always whooped his ass.
Oh, yeah, he did.
So why would I care? No offense to Daniel, but why the fuck would I care about a loser? No offense to you, dog.
No, he's not. He's not a loser.
He lost against Bones Jones. You are a loser.
John Bones Jones.
You are a loser. So
John Bones Jones is the greatest mixed martial artist of all time.
I'm joking. Listen, I'm not a big UFC fan, so I apologize if I don't know who you are. Oh, my God.
I didn't know that you didn't know who DC was.
I probably by face. But still, but him as a special guest referee, Riddle or Seth. That's hard. I can't believe you're going to put this on me. You know, I'm about to turn into a Gemini. My heart says Riddle, but my mind is saying Seth. So this is hard. Because Seth, he's dominating. He's just, fuck. Yeah. I'm going with my mind. Fuck my gut today. For this particular moment, I'm going with Seth again.
All right. I'm also going to go with Seth because when he was doing the feud with Cody, he was basically like shut out. And I think that this feud with Riddle needs to end. I like that they're bringing in the UFC element, especially with this fight pit match. The fight pit, I believe, has, it's like a cage type of, Google it. Just look it up. They had this match in NXT. I don't think I've ever seen a fight pit match on the main roster. And Riddle was actually in one of the fight pit matches.
Oh, that's the shit that he jumped off the cage.
The one in NXT.
I seen that.
The one in NXT was the was him and, you know, the Timothy Thatcher dude.
Yeah. Oh, and then Timothy Thatcher did one with Ciampa, right?
No, I don't believe so. They were friends.
he did one with Ciampa. It was like before it was before Ciampa left. I know Ciampa was in one. But I'm gonna go with Seth
Rollins.
I think
there's only been one fight pit.
Oh my God. Okay, it's fine. Just click the X on it.
What's happening, guys? Technical difficulties?
No, it just says it's gonna end in 10 minutes, but we'll be done in 10 minutes. It's fine. We only have 2 more matches to go. All right, so who do you have, Fonz?
I thought I was last.
Oh, you?
I did. I said Seth.
Yeah.
Oh, and who? Oh, who did Max say?
Seth.
Okay. All right. I don't know why we're in agreement on so many picks, but I'm gonna go with Seth as well. Like I've told, like me and you have talked about a lot. Look here, Seth loses all his feuds. He has to win one. I love the Daniel Cormier element of this match, and I love the way the Extreme Rules is Extreme Rules this shit, all right? Every match has a stipulation. Mm. So I'm going to go with Seth to win. It won't hurt Riddle. You know, Riddle's an up-and-coming star. He loses the feud. He'll bounce back.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. I'm not going to spend too much time on the title matches ones. We'll talk about the Raw Championship one. We'll save that one for last. But the SmackDown Women's Championships, the stipulation being an Extreme Rules match. Liv Morgan the champ versus Ronda Rousey. Last year, Roman Reigns fought Finn Balor in the Extreme Rules match, which was the only stipulated match on the entire card, which was stupid. So the fact that we have 6 matches that all have stipulations is refreshing because it's an Extreme Rules pay-per-view. So I'm going to go ahead and say that Ronda Rousey takes this one. I think Ronda Rousey actually needs this win. For her to be so, I'm a UFC fighter. I'm going to take you out. Liv Morgan, you're not extreme. And I think Liv's course with the championship just might be over. I actually think that both of the titles are going to change, but we'll get to the Raw prediction. I'm going to go with Ronda.
I'm not going with Ronda. I think Liv and this is going to show that she's strong as hell. You know, she could overcome any obstacle. First, she beat Ronda. Then she beat Shayna. She's going to beat Ronda again because I think they're trying to build her to this, you know, cute god, you know, a goddess until Charlotte comes back. So I believe she's going to win this until Charlotte comes back. And Charlotte might be coming back before the year drops. So
Charlotte will definitely be back at the Royal Rumble. She's on the poster, so she'll at least be back for that.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
So who do you have, Fonz? Liv or
As Ronda? The tiebreaker, I'm tired of all that Liv shit. Don't get me wrong. I respect her. I respect the love that the fans have for her. But Ronda Rousey needs to bludgeon Liv Morgan, okay? She needs to beat the shit out of her. They don't ever need to fight again, go anywhere near each other again. I don't think Liv is legit. And you know what? I feel like right now, I don't respect Liv. I respect all wrestlers. They're bad choice of words. But I kind of feel about Liv how I felt about Alexa Bliss years ago. Mm. Like, she's just not very good. But now I look at Alexa and I'm like, yo, Alexa, she's nice. I would want to see her win another title down the line, you know? So I just think Liv isn't there yet, and she doesn't, you know, I don't think she's the best performer. And Ronda Rousey, like you said, LaKia, Ronda Rousey needs this win. She can't lose the Extreme Rules match to Liv Morgan. I don't ever think they'll have Liv beat Ronda clean. You know, beating Ronda clean is reserved for the Beckys, the Charlottes, possibly Biancas of the world. You know, there's tears to this shit in wrestling, just like there's tears to everything. And I feel like Ronda's only going to get beat by the top tier, you know, women. Mm-hmm. And her Liv beating her could make Liv top tier, but I don't think Liv wins. Ronda's going to win. She's going to beat the shit out of Liv and, regain her SmackDown Women's Championship.
All right, so real quick, Raw Women's Championship, Bianca Belair, the champ, versus Bayley.
Can I go first?
Ladder match. Who you got?
All right, I'm going to go with the EST of WWE. Ooh. I think Bianca gets the win because I think the smartest play, in my opinion, is Charlotte's coming back at the Royal Rumble, as you say. She's going to get a big match. She's going to be in a title match. Bianca has beaten 3/4 of the four horsewomen clean. Two of them she beat at WrestleMania. Mm. So Charlotte has, you know, been regarded by many, even in my opinion at times, as the best four horsewoman. I don't think Charlotte needs to win the Rumble when she comes back, but I think Bianca needs to keep the belt. I think we need to see a historic run for Bianca with that belt. And I love Bayley. I love this whole damage control she got going on, but I just don't think she's the one to knock off Bianca. And I think Bianca's going to retain. This match should be the main event. I hope it is the main event. Looking at this card, the main event of the show is going to be a women's match. You know, I don't think it should be Ronda and Liv. I won't be mad about that. But Bianca and Bayley is the best story on the show. So I know I took up a lot of time, but I'm going to go with Bianca to retain her women's championship.
Okay.
Championship.
That was a good observation. Mine is better. Reason why I said mine is better, it's the old traditional way. You know, a lot of motherfuckers don't switch up. The other two girls on Damage Control has a title. So they got to put a title on her, too.
So, I like that observation.
So that's it. So you already know who I'm going with. Bianca, you know I love you, baby. But I'm about to take this L.
All right, I have to agree with Max. I'm going to go with Bayley because I think that this is a good way to get the title off of Bianca without her looking weak, but also without her being pinned. Have Bayley climb the ladder with the help of Damage Control.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll all have the titles. I'm not saying how long Bayley's going to have the title and not saying that Bianca's not going to get back in the title picture. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of time between now and Mania. And the Charlotte and Bianca match can still happen.
Yeah.
Whether Bianca's champ or not.
Two big names.
We can still get that match.
I like what you just said because, you know, that match is so big, It doesn't need a title.
It's not going to need one. So I'm going to go with my theory being that Bianca doesn't get pinned in the match. It's not one of those. And Damage Control is going to get involved. Alexa and Asuka were written off-ish. They were run up, get done up. So they're not going to be there in Bianca's corner. And of course, we're still holding on hope that Naomi and Sasha come back in
Sasha
one way, shape,
changed
or form.
Her name.
And Sasha has, I think back. That, I don't think that her changing her name has anything to do with
Sasha,
whether she's coming
Sasha
back or not.
Sasha is a troll, okay?
Yes, she very much so.
I feel like Sasha is the type to change her name. And then boom, pop back up.
Yeah, but I also think that she wanted her name. I don't think that she wanted to do the whole Sasha Banks thing. It's like,
no,
she
Sasha
wants
Banks,
to be
Sasha
known.
Banks, Sasha Banks is a superstar. She's got way more clout than Mercedes. Okay?
I know that, that's but I just though. Think like it's like a contract type of thing. Like, I'm going to have all of my social media titles because then if something happens, I don't have to wait for y'all to switch my shit. Like, it's already switched. So and that's what happens with a lot of superstars. They have to wait for WWE to like release the name for them to be able to change it.
Yeah.
It's not like an overnight thing. So that is it for this prediction show. Yeah, we agreed on quite a bit. Fonz is standing on his own on some. So is Max. Max, you're saying a lot on your own. You got two of them. So we'll have to see what the results are. But thank you guys for tuning in to this edition, and we'll see you guys in the next one.
Peace.
Okay, stop the recording. Let's go stop this up.
But... I got my pizza from California.
Let me just drag this because it needs to save. I didn't sneeze.
Stay tuned to the Half Right Podcast.